The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, here we go. So welcome again to Happy Hour. It's such a delight to be here with you all. And some of us were chatting a little bit about the weather and COVID. And part of it is fun because we're from all over. And just to like freezing weather and warm weather, and maybe all of us agree that the vaccine could be a little bit faster, but that's okay. We know how to be patient. Those of us that have a meditation practice know how to, you know, maybe like settle in, and maybe we're not the most patient, but maybe we're a little bit more patient than we used to be without a practice. So we're going to continue today with this exploration of the Brahma-Viharas. So we've done the lovable being, the self, and a neutral person. And today we're going to move on to talk a little bit about what sometimes is called a difficult person. But before I talk about this, I want to say that, you know, Nikki and I are teaching in this way just as a way, because we need some way to teach, some schema, some plan. And guaranteed, the way that we are teaching is not the exact right piece for you. How could it be? We're all different. We all have different experience. We all have different things that are happening in our lives that happened today, maybe 1 hour before you got here. So just an encouragement to listen to yourself, listen to your heart, listen to your body, and find your way with this. And if the pace that we're going doesn't match yours, just recognize like, oh, okay, this pace doesn't really quite match mine. And specifically, this movement towards a difficult person, maybe it's doing loving kindness for a difficult person. You find yourself sliding into overwhelm or anything except loving kindness, or this feeling like I can't do this, or this practice doesn't work, or any of those kinds of things. It's not uncommon responses when we're like moving at a particular pace, but it's common to maybe spend weeks, months, I know some people have done a year, like on just one step. And really, really allowing ourselves to get steeped in it in a real meaningful, deep way. So just honor what's happening with you. And please, please, if the inner critic arises, you just kind of bow, inner critic, I see you. And you can come along with me if you want, but you're not going to be the focus. And I'm not going to be believing what you're saying. So that's a little introduction to my introduction. So now what I'd like to just say a few words about working with a difficult person is, let's start with just the mildly irritating. Of course, we want to work with the most difficult person because that's where there's the most pain, the most difficulties by definition. And of course, we want that to be lessened and to be go away. And we want to apply a medicine to it. Of course we do. But the way that we do it is we kind of like ease our way in and take our time at the preceding steps. For those of you who have a concentration practice, it's the same thing, that we really get settled first. Maybe that takes a long time. And then maybe a little bit of concentration arises and then we spend some time there and then we can go to the next step. There's no jumping stages really. And there's no going too fast through them, which is okay. It's okay. All moments of loving kindness are good wherever we are. And then I'll say that sometimes when we bring to mind a difficult person, there can be a little bit of, they wouldn't be difficult if there weren't a little bit of hostility, maybe is a word I could use, a little bit of ill will, or a little bit of, you know, I kind of feel like I want to like grind my teeth rather than say a word. You know, it's just that kind of a feeling, a little bit kind of feeling maybe. And it might be, or it most often is, accompanying that feeling is kind of a shrinking of our attention, a shrinking of our any sense of spaciousness or ease that might be accompanying a sense of kindness. Kind of by definition, kindness and loving kindness, respect and care have a certain openness that includes others, includes ourselves. When we have hostility, it's often a kind of a shrinking, and then we kind of get stuck. I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they said that. I should have done this. And we kind of get stuck into this small expression of, or small thought pattern, or kind of stuck maybe. So I just offer this as one way to maybe think about when we're working with a difficult person. Just notice if there's a shrinking, and it's kind of hard to use this with words. It's more of an experience of our attention, our goodwill, our care. And is there a way that we can stretch it back out? And sometimes we can do that by stretching out our awareness. And sometimes the loving kindness can follow. So what I mean by stretching out the awareness could be something like just doing mindfulness very easy of the whole body in a relaxed, easy way. Not so much a body scan, but just stretch it out to the whole body. Like your posture, like the whole, like where, how you're oriented in space, for example. And that little movement of stretching out awareness can also maybe help the loving kindness to be a little bit more easeful. So that's maybe a subtle movement. A more obvious one is to go back to where loving kindness is easy, the lovable being. Of course, this is a way to go if you feel like you need to dip back in and get refreshed, so to speak, with loving kindness, is to go back to where it's easy. This is a well-established practice to go and kind of meet an edge and then back off from the edge a little bit, you know, rest, so to speak, and then go forward again. So I'm just saying this because sometimes when we say the difficult person, people want to jump right in and then they feel like, oh gosh, this is hard and really it doesn't work as well as it can. Let's just say that. So these are two ideas with three ideas. Not the most difficult person. Maybe stretch the awareness as a way to kind of have space with the loving kindness so that it doesn't collapse around or get stuck around with the difficult person. And three, to go back to loving kindness for oneself or to the lovable being. There are three different ways to work if you find yourself the difficult being is difficult. We'll just say it that way. Okay, a lot of talking from me. My apologies for that, but I kind of want to just set the stage or help provide some tools that might be helpful as we go on this journey together. Okay, so let's take an alert, upright posture. What is it like to feel the whole body, to have an expansive sense of what it's like to sit here? So rather than specific and small area, maybe it's a little bit more broad, This is a warm up for if you ever need to expand your awareness. What's it like to have mindfulness of the body, but yet maybe you could, one way to imagine it is mindfulness of the body and just a little bit beyond the body, the space too. So that how the body is oriented in space. Another way to say that is to sit and know you're sitting. Maybe part of knowing you're sitting is feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Might be that we're noticing that the body is breathing. Allowing the awareness to arrive here, either with the body or more specifically with the breath. Just feeling what it's like to be inhabiting this moment, to feel embodied. When the mind gets lost in a story, it's okay. Just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy it's easy to feel love, warmth, care, benevolence, goodwill, respect. Choose whichever word is meaningful for you. Bringing this lovable being to mind, and maybe feeling into the body. There might be, might not be, but there might be a sense of warmth or spaciousness or ease when you bring this being to mind, whether it's somebody you know or an imaginary lovable being. Kittens, puppies, babies. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Allowing yourself to connect with the lovable being. Connect either visually, so to speak, with an image. Maybe it's the felt sense of extending loving kindness to them. Allowing yourself to feel supported, nourished. Drink up if there's any sense of loving kindness. And if not, it can be nourished by your intention to cultivate loving kindness. We shouldn't underestimate this. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. may you live with ease. If there's any sense of spaciousness or warmth, allowing that to get as big as it would like. This is one of the qualities of loving kindness, this spaciousness. Then to expand our loving kindness for ourselves. Bringing to mind either a image of ourselves, maybe the felt sense of sitting here. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What is it like to sincerely wish yourself happiness and a heart filled with love? Not in an ooey, gooey, sappy kind of way, but with sincerity, warmth, and tenderness. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Treating ourselves with respect and care. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Maybe again, checking in with the body. See if there's any sense of ease or warmth. Sometimes in the chest and the heart center, it might be. It's perfectly fine if there isn't, but there might be some sensations. Then, if there are, maybe tuning in to them in a way that is supportive without strain. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. And then to expand our loving kindness even further for a mildly difficult person, not the most difficult person, somebody who's a little irritating, irksome. Can we send loving kindness to this person? Without ill will, without hostility. Bringing them to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can we use this momentum, the loving kindness, or the love of well-being and ourselves as a support as we extend loving kindness to somebody who's a little bit difficult? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Maybe the rhythm of the phrases is a support. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Someone described to me once, one way, there's different teachers have different emphases, and this person was describing how another teacher taught concentration, and this person described it as, it's as if you are getting a running start, and you have socks on, and then you go, shoo, down the hallway with the wooden, you know, the wooden hallway with your socks, but you have to run and you have to have your socks on first, and then you just slide in. And I kind of liked that idea. So in some ways we might think that loving kindness is kind of like that too. I think that loving kindness for the lovable being is kind of like maybe gaining some speed, and maybe this is getting a little ridiculous, but maybe, I guess you put your socks on before you would do that. I don't know. But I was just thinking like how we can think about what are the conditions that allow us to have loving kindness for more and more and more beings, including difficult ones. And so we might just consider that for ourselves without this expectation that we have to be able to just jump right in and be able to do that. So I've done a lot of speaking tonight. My apologies for this. But if you, it can be helpful to speak yourself, right? To kind of explore some of these ideas and talk about them and share them with others. So I'd like to invite you to be in groups of three or four, and you can meet for about 10 minutes and talk about this idea of maybe just the idea of, you know, moving to loving kindness for the difficult person when we're ready, when the timing feels right, instead of the sense of obligation, oh, I should do it, or I want to do it, I must do it now, or something. For us, when does it feel like it's the right time to move into loving kindness for a difficult person? So offer that as something to discuss. And let's go in order by hopefully this isn't too complicated. The last digit of your phone number, but reverse numerical. So if your last digit is 9, you go first. If the last digit is 0, you go last. So 9 to 0. Okay. So let's see here. Some people are leaving. So I'm quickly gonna clean this up, or so we don't have anybody by themselves here. Okay, so
hi, this is Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. We're just now opening up the rooms, so hold on just a few
more
seconds.
Thank you.
Here we go. Welcome back. Does anybody have a comment they'd like to make?
Neil? Okay. So I just want to say, you know, listening to the people in my group, you know, I had three other people in my group, and hearing how each of them, you know, was, you know, so endeavoring to, you know, try to genuinely feel metta for this difficult person, asking questions like, what's my role in this, in the difficulties, you know, just because I had a difficult interaction. It was a lovely conversation. I was thrilled to be part of it.
Beautiful. Right. Thank you, Neil. Yeah, there's a number of things that we can do, right, for the difficult person, and to kind of make it, because it's, I mean, that's why they're a difficult person, because it's, by definition, it's not easy, it's difficult. And maybe as the days go on, that Nikki and I will talk about some more and more ways in which we can work with this, so that we can find less and less difficulty with the difficult person. Maybe they stop becoming a difficult person. Well, it's difficult in terms of loving kindness.
Diana, I have a question.
But I see Claire, though, but I see Jamie and Diana have their hands up. So I'm going to just go to them. Okay, is that okay, Claire? So, Jamie.
Oh, I think Diana was before me.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Diana.
I just want to say I was very helped.
Sorry?
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say I was very helped in our little discussion, our group discussion, by the idea that with all of our phrases and with our difficult person, it's just so easy to wish someone just well in one thing. So I could pick I hadn't quite gotten that. So there isn't anyone I can't wish just to be safe, or just any one of them. And really feel it, and without making it a whole big project, in other words. And so I was helped by what was said in my breakout group tonight. And just one thing, and that's true for myself or anyone. It doesn't have to be a project. I can just feel one thing. I can wish anyone to be healthy and mean it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Diana. That's very nice. That's very nice. And Jamie?
Oh, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed talking with Elizabeth and Bess, and I think all three of us sort of felt the same way, that we're kind of stumbling through this practice and you know, beginning to work on our loving kindness muscles, and but you know, still felt more expansive and you know, good when we were finished. And I was really sorry. I left the conversation early. I clicked the button and transported back to the main room by accident. I'm sorry to, you know, miss 30 seconds with the two of them.
Yes, this is like a Zoom thing that they have the button to leave the breakout room right next to the, maybe in the later edition of Zoom, they'll have that cleaned up. It's easy to do that. Thank you, Jamie. And then, so it's 7:02, it's 2 minutes after the hour. Claire and Rebecca, do you feel like you need to speak to now or?
Not important.
Okay. And Rebecca?
Claire, you go, Claire.
Oh, it's not important, really.
I just want to respect people's time.
I don't want
to. Just what I wanted to say is I thought it was very new and fascinating to me that what was irritable to someone in my group was a person who was like too kind. I really that was new for me, and I'll reflect on that.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Someone who's excessively kind. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, we don't all of us have our, maybe we'll, I don't know what to say about that. You know, what's irritable for one person is not irritable for another person.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah.
Okay, so wishing you all safety, health, happiness, and ease. So maybe we can unmute ourselves. And we can say goodbye. Bye. And thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night.